And it got me thinking. I'm teaching my 16-year-old son how to drive, and we just went through lane changing merging. So I hear you.
That was Pastor D, Mr. Morial. So how is that driving coming along?
It's coming good as long as he's going straight.
Listen, my daughter's 17, and I said I'm going to call Thompson Driving School. My nerves too bad.
Look, he went to driving school, but you still got to get out there with him. And my nerves are bad, too, but I...
But you're hanging in there with him. You're hanging in there with him. Well,
They get better. I tell you, it's all about practice, right? We know
absolutely.
In life, everything, you get better at it the more you do it.
Absolutely.
Well, you all are getting ready for your annual convention in Columbus, Ohio. Tell us what you're looking forward to and the state of Black America.
Let me just say I'm excited and thank you for having me this morning. Our annual conference, which is our 108th anniversary conference, will take place in Columbus, Ohio, August 1st through 4th. That's tomorrow through Saturday. And our focus is on the digital revolution. And the digital revolution means technology. And all things about technology. We are putting a lens and a focus on that in many ways at this conference. What I want people to know about the National Herbalist Conference is that it is for the people. We have a huge, huge set of activities that are free and open to the public in our Expo Experience Hall. On Saturday, August 4th, we will be giving away backpacks so that our children will be prepared to go back to school in the fall. We've got a career and job fair for those who are looking for work. We've got a technology, if you will, zone to help people connect with technology opportunities and technology companies. And if they have a small technology business, we've got a Small Business Matters component, which is all about small businesses. And we're doing this in partnership with the Columbus Urban League, which is under the great leadership of our colleague and friend Stephanie Hightower, who's led that organization to great heights in this community. We're putting a lens on the problems, the disparities that our state of Black America points out, job disparities, education disparities, health disparities, and we're going to talk about how we confront and solve those problems. We're going to talk about why it's so important that we have to vote this fall in the elections. Where everyone lives, they must vote. In state, local, and federal elections, it really matters. It counts. It's essential if we want to protect our progress and push back against the climate we face in America. So those who can't be with us can follow us online at NUL.org. They can participate in the discussion on social media with hashtag Save Our Cities, hashtag Save Our Cities. And we otherwise encourage people who are in Columbus or near Columbus to come out and participate. Certainly there's some activities that require a registration fee for those that want to attend luncheons and meal events. But for those that want to just experience what the Urban League is all about, from Thursday to Saturday at the Columbus Convention Center, our Expo Experience Hall is free and open to the public.
And if you can't get there, as you said, you can follow online and via social media. Tell us how the times are complicated by the current administration in
the
White House.
These times are very complicated because we've got a hostile rhetoric in the country. We've had the rise in hate crimes and seemingly the rise in racism and hatred in the country, or an acceptance of racism and hatred in the country. Mm-hmm. It's driving some policy choices, a pushback against civil rights enforcement at the Department of Justice, a hostility towards reforming the broken criminal justice system, a hostility around expanding and protecting the right to vote at the Department of Education, a hostility towards some of the very important civil rights enforcement guidances that were undertaken by the previous administration have been repealed. And so there are many things across the board. But we do find that we have to acknowledge and certainly underscore that the economy is doing better, but all people are not doing better.
Okay.
Because wages are stagnant, and that paycheck just doesn't go as far. Many people are trapped in low-wage jobs and certainly are thankful to have work. Work is better than no work, but
amen.
We want work that pays living wages
absolutely.
And benefits for people. That's what guides our jobs principles and our jobs policies. We want people to be able to afford to become homeowners, people to be able to start businesses so that they can be part of the mainstream of this economy and be part of this digital revolution which is taking place in America.
An uptick in just the improvement in the quality of life. Mr. Morial, for those of us who see the changes that are taking place, the confidence that people have now in their aggressive stance towards African Americans, what can we do besides wring our hands and talk about it? Because we need to do more than sit around and talk about it.
People cannot be spectators, observers, or cynics. So I think people have to get involved. Mm-hmm. Now is a time for people to say, I've got to renew my membership in the Urban League or in the NAACP or in 100 Black Men or in get involved in your church if your church has a social action initiative. Number two, all people must be registered voters and then be informed and active voters. I think thirdly, I think it is important for people to not only talk to ourselves on Twitter, but for example, right now we are encouraging people to call their United States Senator, and I'll give you the phone number, 202-224-3121, and ask them and encourage them and demand that they vote against Judge Kavanaugh, who's been nominated for the Supreme Court. We want people to be activists.
Amen.
Engaged.
Everyone can be an activist.
Engaged.
They can be an activist online. They can be an activist by picking up the telephone. And people say, does it really count? You bet it counts. You bet it counts. Look at the activism of the Tea Party 7 or 8 years ago and the difference it made in changing the political climate in the country and raising some of this hostility. It counts. It matters.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have our head in the sand
mm-hmm.
and think that activism and being an active, participating citizen, being a voter, we've got to get our Gen Z and our millennials, our Gen Z now, 18 to 25, they're eligible to vote. If you've got an 18-year-old in your house, make sure they are registered to vote.
Amen.
If you've got an 18-year-old or in your family, make sure they're registered to vote and make sure they're paying attention. They know where to vote. They understand how to vote. We have got to get serious about using the power that we do have. And the power we do have is the power to vote. We've got our voice. We've got our institutions. This is a time for people to be involved and active. The Urban League Conference is a vehicle. I think if people come and participate in our conference, they will leave inspired.
Mm-hmm.
They will leave better informed. They'll leave wanting to become hardworking, active, and assertive and conscious citizens.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is what I call the definition of being woke.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Stay woke. Well, we appreciate you joining us here on the JC Loves Morning Show and the Village Celebration. We'll watch online. That's NUL.org and hashtag Save Our Cities to engage via social media. And we just want to thank you for your leadership of the National Urban League since 2003. And your activism is not new. I read where you were recognized as the Attorney of the Year for your pro bono work when you were very young in Louisiana. So you have a legacy of fighting for the community, and we appreciate all your hard work.
Well, thank you, and good luck to you with your radio show, and good morning to your listeners, and look forward to being on again.
We're staying woke. Blessings to you, Mr. Morial.
All right.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We try to keep you informed as well as inspired on the J.C. Love Morning Show. Y'all better ask somebody. And Mark Morial joining us on the JC Love Morning Show. Yeah, it's, you know, I know people in high places. How about that?
Yes, that's very good. Folks in high places. And what does he say? We have to be activists.
That's right.
Engaged.
That's right.
Involved. Stay woke.
Yeah, stay woke. Yeah.